This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Mike Piazza has now hit more home runs than any catcher in the history of Major League Baseball.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Alan Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Oh, hi there. Good morning, everybody. If I'm talking first, that means Jerry's not here. But Jerry is in the newsroom. He's filling in for Boomer. Boomer is not here. Gio is here. Eddie is here. CeeLo is here. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Al.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, I'm doing pretty good over here. Pretty good. I have a lot of items. I have a two-page show sheet today.
Action-packed,
which is, you know, normally that happens on the weekends. A lot going on. And it's funny, though. Like, you know, I kind of build the show sheet as the weekend goes. And the Saturday morning, I'll see what happened Friday. Sunday morning, I'll see. And then a lot of times by Monday, I'm like, don't really care. Like, I may have a lot of things, but then there's only a handful of things that survive the weekend.
Things you're actually interested in talking
about. Yeah, like things that survive the weekend, and is like something could be news Saturday morning when I wake up, and by Monday morning I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Right.
Like I've kind of digested it already.
Can't even say, hey, we did that already the other day. It just got
lost.
Onto the cutting room floor.
Which is why, like, when you have bad news, you deliver that bad news on Friday, because the shows, I guess, don't start till Monday. I guess we don't count any of the weekend shows, right? I guess poor Richard Neer is out there pumping away, and we're like, meh.
Well, it works for him. Aww. May not matter for you, but I'm sure he still cares.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. So here's the thing, Sue, though. This Mets situation, and I kind of figured this would happen, with they retired Doc Gooden's number 16 yesterday.
Sure.
There were 32,000 in attendance, a paid attendance. It's a place that holds 42,000, so that's 10,000 fewer. And there's probably a lot more people that weren't there that are part of paid attendance. And a lot of people are going to want to come and yell at Mets fans for not showing up to support Doc. It was a beautiful day. I mean, you couldn't ask for a nicer day.
Yeah.
But really, there are so many things preventing people from going to games. I really can't be mad at the Mets fans.
No, and I think that, I mean, like you said, it was a beautiful day. It is the weekend. But I think early in the season, you tend to see that a little bit more. Now, the weather in this particular case didn't turn out to be a factor, but as far as, like, ahead of time, people wanting to grab tickets for you, like, April, it's New York, might be a little chilly.
Yeah.
You know, so from that standpoint, yeah, of course, you would have liked to see a few more fannies in the seats, as they say. But they decided to do this in April, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah, so I saw people criticizing the Mets for doing it in April, mm-hmm. not waiting till better weather, even though we got great weather.
Yeah.
Saw people criticizing Mets fans. But my whole thing is, why do we continue to build MLB stadiums that hold so many people when people, not that many people go to the games? I could only imagine it's for when you make, if you make the World Series and you're going to sell those seats. But other than that, like, I don't know why we continue to build stadiums that hold, baseball stadiums that hold 42,000 people.
Yeah, well,
for what
I mean,
reason?
This stadium obviously was built over, coming up, 15 years now, I think? Maybe more?
And we think about that, too. Like, I'll think about that, too. Like, no one goes to the game. By the way, I see highlights of Don Mattingly hitting home runs in the upper deck when no one's
empty.
In there.
Right.
So
yeah.
This has been going on for decades.
Yes.
I don't know why we continue to build large stadiums.
What should be the number for currently built baseball stadiums?
24,000.
24,000. So more like the hockey, basketball arena.
Yes.
Okay.
18,000 to 24,000. Really make it intimate.
That would be very intimate. Yeah. That is true.
But yeah. Make it seem like there's people there. That would be interesting, too. I like to turn on a game and see people at the game.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it seem like, oh, here's an event happening.
It is a different concept here. And I feel like this is a more recent thing. Like, I get what you're saying. At some point in the past, you see highlights of the upper deck at Yankee Stadium being empty. I'm sure the same was true with Shea. But we've gone through this period where, like, baseball rose to the top and was king, especially here in New York. And for the most part, the ballparks for a while were pretty packed. And wasn't, I want to say baseball attendance was up last year as compared to the prior year, if I'm not mistaken. But
I don't know.
That's a little fugazi because you're coming out of COVID.
Yeah, I don't believe any numbers for anything anymore.
Well, fair enough. Math is math or whatever. Doesn't matter.
Because no one's ever really transparent.
Right.
Like, even that you're telling me there were 32,000 paid fans.
Right.
Tell me how many people walk through the door.
Yeah, and you know they've got those little clickers at the turnstiles. They can. They don't want to, though.
Right. No one wants to tell you. How many podcast listeners do you have? I don't know. We're number one. Tell us the number.
You get that a lot of times, I feel, when people love to talk about TV ratings, like the next day or the day, and they'll give you, well, it was up X amount of percent. You can package that in so many different ways.
Correct.
And that's, that's marketing, PR. We understand that.
Nonsense.
Well, we understand it. Not everybody does, but that's
I recently got an email from, I won't say the company name, touting their number of podcast listeners they had. And I wrote back, I go, may I ask where you got this number from? No answer.
Of course not.
No answer. I was curious. Where'd the number come from?
Yeah.
Where do the numbers come from?
Now, you sent this email, but was it an actual individual or
was it just
like a generic email address?
It was a press release.
Okay.
That was signed by somebody with their email. Any questions? I had a question. Where do the stats come from? No answer.
Right.
Because they're insane numbers. I'm sorry. It's like when they go, the so-and-so network is available in 99 million homes. Okay. How many people are watching it? I know it's in 90.
Or those 99 million homes, how is that compared to other networks or channels or whatever?
Like, there's probably 300 million iPhones in the United States. The Alan Jerry podcast available on 300 million iPhones.
Right.
Okay. How many have it on?
Yeah. And that's your own podcast you're talking about.
That's my own podcast.
Right. And you've had multiple.
I've had multiple podcasts that reached no listeners, so I'm aware of how this works.
Not no listeners, Al. Some listeners.
Tiny amount of listeners.
I just don't know how many, but
tiny amount. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I'm happy Dwight Gooden's back. I love anything 86 Mets, 1980s Mets. I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, didn't go to the
game. I was going to say, why was your fanny not in the seat then?
Well, mine is because getting to and from the game is an absolute disaster,
I
agree. I'm never going.
Yeah, you and I, Jersey folks, it's very difficult to get to these baseball stadiums.
People always say money, of course, but, sometimes if I have a press pass, the hassle to get there and out, I can't do it.
Especially for you, because you don't like to be inconvenienced at all.
Not at all. I don't like to be inconvenienced at all.
Especially on a Sunday. I mean, it's a day game, but still, that clock is ticking for you as far as your Sunday evening routine, getting ready for the work week.
Yeah, if I would ever go to an actual baseball game, it would have to be a Saturday 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah,
not that's perfect.
Saturday night, no shot.
Yeah, no, because
even with the pitch clock and the shorter games,
I'd still have to leave. I'd leave my house super early and just sit in the parking lot and sleep in my car until the game
starts. Wipe out your whole Saturday.
Yeah, whole Saturday gone.
I mean, when we really break it down for you, even on a weekend, when you've got 2 full days off,
because you don't really have 2 full days off, because Sunday is like I'm home by noon during the week.
Yeah.
So Sunday at noon is regular weekday now. Now I got to prepare my dinners out at 4 o'clock.
Okay, but you're also discounting Friday when you get home. Your weekend begins Friday at noon.
Oh, yeah, it does.
So that counts.
Definitely. You're right. Correct.
Yeah.
My weekend does begin Friday.
But even so, if we actually take into account all of your,
idiosyncrasies.
Sure. Oh, look at us. Same page there. Very good. It's a real small window of time where you're actually available to do anything.
Correct.
On the weekend.
Sounds like a conversation I have with Gina every weekend.
Yeah, right. And her weekend, I'm sure, does not begin on Friday at noon.
No.
So that even bites into it a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a small world, and it's getting smaller.
No question.
It is shrinking even as small of a world as I've given myself. I'm shrinking it in even more.
Mm-hmm.
It's really shrinking in.
Right. We're going to get to the point where, you wake up and you're ready to go to bed.
I'll get up, eat, and go right back to sleep.
That's enough for today. We'll start again tomorrow.
We did plenty here today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So, but the Mets won another series, so that's a good thing.
Three in a row.
Three series in a row.
How about that?
After Royals, that horrendous Braves start. Who was the first
Tigers.
One? Tigers, good point.
Right?
After a horrendous start, yeah.
Do I have that right? I might have that wrong.
I think you got it right.
All right.
I think it beat the Tigers. I think I'm with you on that one. I did see Keith Hernandez yesterday in trying to reference a former teammate.
No, see, I had it wrong.
Howard Johnson.
I had it wrong, Al.
Who'd they beat?
They beat the Reds, the Braves, and the Royals. There you go.
We lost to the Tigers?
Yeah. They had the back-to-back postponements. They won the finale of that series, which was their first win of the year. And that's
right.
That was the launching point for this stretch now where they've won three straight series, Reds, Braves, and the Royals.
We had all that rain with the Tigers.
That's right.
So Keith Hernandez was trying to reference Howard Johnson, who we all know as Hojo, and he accidentally called him Haji. Who was his cap, of course.
You can understand where that's, you know,
that's,
front
yeah.
of mind on the tip of the tongue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Haji's being thought about all the time. Poor Hojo sitting at home. I saw Daryl Strawberry showed up for the Doc Gooden thing.
Both looking great.
Those guys have a weird relationship.
Listen, a lot of us in life have known each other a long time, have weird relationships. So there's maybe...
But there has to be like
a little more public than others.
For those guys, it was drugs is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like something's got to be in the mix for you to have a weird relationship with somebody.
Right.
Like for them, had they not both been into drugs, probably would not have a weird relationship.
I suppose.
Right.
I mean, other factors can come into play.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, that one's certainly center stage.
Yeah. I feel like it's mostly drugs.
Mostly drugs. Okay.
Drugs will ruin everything.
Fortunately,
everyone's smoking weed 24/7 now. You cannot go anywhere without weed being everywhere.
I would agree. I have noticed that, Al.
My Lord.
100%.
Are people just weeding? Are they just like have to be on a, like not sitting with their actual lives? They need to be weeded out 24/7?
I don't know about 24/7.
Yeah, I think so.
But much more often now that it's... more accepted to kind of be out and about.
It's just weird. Like, you would never, at like most people, would never at like 2 in the afternoon go, have a couple beers. They just, or a vodka tonic. They don't, like, do you think of that like, oh, Friday night I'll go have a vodka tonic.
Yeah.
The weed people will just be like, oh, it's 11 a.m. Maybe maybe I'll smoke some weed before my Zoom meeting because I don't go to work anymore because I'm on weed all day long.
Oh, I love you said that. On weed.
Yeah, they're just on weed.
These damn kids are on the weed.
I can't walk anywhere.
Yeah.
In any town, USA.
Any town?
Yes.
Not just here in New York City?
Oh, no. Bradley Beach?
Yeah.
Forget
You're near the ocean.
You go near the ocean?
Sure, yeah.
Right, but this is what I mean. This is what the weed people do. Oh, I'm near the ocean. Weed.
The weed
I'm in the city. Weed. Weed, weed, weed.
Oh, weed people. I love that.
People that don't have two nickels to rub together will get that... take whatever money they have and use it for weed.
I mean, I feel like now that it's readily available and legal, it's not super expensive. I mean, let me say this, okay? I am ignorant when it comes to that world, so I could be speaking out of turn here. And I know there are different levels of it, forms, strains, whatever. But I feel like just generic availability, like it's... let's put it this way. The supply is a lot better than it once was. How's that?
But
or more available.
I will tell you this, though. The weed people will tell you that they still get weed from their dealers.
Because they need the good stuff?
Well, legal weed is expensive.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm told.
Okay, so there you go.
The weed
Speaking
people.
Out of turn, I wouldn't know.
The weed people.
See okay. Now, and we're talking about like traditional
again, I guess
smoking weed rather than all that other forms
smoking
of it.
Of weed.
Okay, got it.
Right, because God forbid you chew a gummy so that I don't have to smell your weed all day long.
And I feel like the gummies are not super expensive, no?
I don't know.
All right.
That I really don't know about weed.
Whew,
Boy. I actually wanted to try marijuana when it became legalized, but the weed people are so annoying, I can't. I don't even want to be involved now with them.
Like, I mean, you could try it without getting involved with the weed people.
I don't want to fall. Now I'm just like, I don't want to fall into it. I don't want to be like one of the weed people, which is everyone 24/7.
I mean,
weed,
that might.
Weed.
Might chill you out a little bit on the weekend.
Maybe. That's true.
Might make you more open-minded to take a trip to Citi Field on a Sunday afternoon.
No, that's a great point. The thing I don't understand with weed is that I know you said it's like acceptable, but this idea now that
this idea
you can do anything on weed, like if you can't do anything with alcohol. Oh, you want to have alcohol? You better put it in a paper bag if you're waiting for the train.
Mm-hmm.
The weed, you just openly smoke weed wherever you are, and the cops are not allowed to do anything about it. So the cops could see somebody driving by with a big weed out the window, steering. Ooh, I've got weed.
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
And nothing could be done.
You couldn't even get through that one. Couldn't keep a straight, couldn't keep a straight face on that one. You had me with the train, but the driving the car out the window.
No, you could drive down Ocean Avenue in any Jersey Shore town, blasting Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg with a big blunt, and the cops aren't allowed to do anything about it because, God forbid, your rights get for so you're like, oh, I'm sure my rights are being violated because I can't smoke weed while driving.
I'm pretty sure that they could if they wanted to.
Well, let's start this busting balls.
This is a little apples to oranges, but just to show how, I mean, the cops can kind of do what they please. All right, make this a quick story. So the registration in my car expired in October, and they mailed me the renewal, and I completely forgot about it. I had no idea. I was driving around for months with expired registration, right? So I got pulled over randomly near my house, and they claim, oh, it was a random license plate check. Hey, your registration's – oh, I had no idea. Okay, fine. Make sure you get it taken care of. I was on my way here, so it was like the wee hours of the morning, right? Again, slipped out of my mind, come here, half asleep, so on and so forth. Later that day on the way home, stopped again.
Twice in one day?
Oh, how about three times in 2 days? But it's random. So let's be fair.
Love it.
Okay? They have the ability to do what they need to do. And I was in the wrong. I'm not saying I wasn't. And that's why they were nice enough to let me go, essentially with a warning, because I was, hey, I'm not trying to get away with anything here. I'm on my way home. I'm going to get it done when I get home. And it was easy to do. You go online, takes 2 minutes, and you're done. But point being, like, once they get that, pun intended, whiff, or the situation, it's easy for them to double back to it if they need to. How's that?
I know, but I guess what I'm seeing is it doesn't appear to be stopping people from driving and smoking weed.
Or just living and being out in everyday world, everyday public.
I don't care if you sit in your home and just smoke weed all day and be a loser. That's fine. Getting behind the wheel of a car, now you're affecting my life.
Impaired.
Yeah.
Yes. Impaired driver.
Oh, man. When I'm on weed, I'm a better driver.
Who's saying that?
Weed people.
Yeah?
The weed people think they do everything better on weed.
You talk to a lot of weed people?
Just talk to any humans. Everyone's a weed person. Everyone.
Everyone, except those of us here in the building?
Believe me, there's plenty of people in this building
smoke weed. Those of us that work on the show.
Yeah.
How's that?
Me, you, and Eddie. And Jerry, Geo
Boomer.
We're not weed people.
Right.
Everybody else out there?
Everyone else that works here? Weed people.
Weed. Although I would guess, Brandon, not a weed guy.
No.
Sal, not a weed guy.
No, I don't think so.
Pete Hoffman, probably a weed guy.
I don't know, man. It's tricky when
Maybe
you work as much as he does.
Here.
You got young kids, you know.
But that's why the weed people go, I work so much. I've got young kids. I must have weed to relax.
Yeah. When do you find the time, though?
Driving home?
I don't think Pete Hoffman's driving home. Getting stoned out of his mind. Very unfair that we're breaking down his name here, by the way.
Yeah, no.
We've singled him out as a potential example.
As a weed guy.
Al's just making blind accusations about employees here.
Weed people, man. Let's start pulling over. As soon as you smell weed, pull their ass over.
Yes.
The problem is there's no test for weed.
You really missed your calling. You did.
Cop?
You should have been in law enforcement.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby. I would love to be a cop.
Unfortunately, it's too late for you.
No, it's not. I'll go be a cop right now.
I'm pretty sure you're beyond the age to begin.
I do see sometimes, like in the summer, the local towns, the police are looking to hire people to like ride on the police bikes. I could do that.
Oh, the police bike.
Yeah, it'd be me and a bunch of young whippersnappers.
Oh, you would
trying
clean
to get
those
it.
Boardwalks up.
Oh,
in a,
what
in a
are
hurry.
We doing here? Do I smell weed? Get up. Like, you could do a breathalyzer alcohol. There's no, even though I can smell weed, yeah. I can see weed. Like, you could actually see a blunt in a car and just be like, you got to put that away. Arrest them.
I love that we started with, I got like a 2-page show sheet here. It was a big weekend of sports. And we got Al's dissertation
you know
on the weed people here in the open.
Doc and Daryl.
That's right. That's where
how
it started.
Drugs.
Right.
Trying to.
It's all their fault.
All their fault. Always goes back to drugs. All right, CeeLo. Let's take a quick break. When we return, I've got a Yankee situation of a fella I saw on Twitter that I want to ask you about. Ooh. And it has to deal with Nestor Cortes.
Okay.
And I would like to discuss that with you after this break.